Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. CNN reporting today on, and everybody's reporting, on the 5-4 vote in the Supreme Court that has essentially ruled that drug evidence seized in a home search can be used against a suspect even though police failed to knock on the door and wait a reasonable, so-called, amount of time before entering. The question, of course, is how much further are you willing to allow this to go? How many more innocent individuals have to be punished for you to finally stand up and say something in public, perhaps, about how wrong this is, how wrong this police state is that we've gotten into? How much further is it going to have to go down the path? Because as time goes on, the Supreme Court keeps coming down with more and more pro-police state rulings. They're eviscerating the Fourth Amendment, Mark.
Well, you know, I wonder what the Founding Fathers were thinking when they wrote, Madison, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. I mean, what were they thinking when were they thinking that cops could go and knock on a door and then they didn't get there quick enough, bam, let's bust it in and go inside? I mean, what were they thinking? That doesn't sound secure to me.
No, I'm pretty sure they weren't thinking that. And I'm not a constitutional scholar. I don't know a lot about history. But as I understand it, they were being harassed by the British. I mean, the British were going and searching homes for what they were looking for, I'm not sure. But I believe that they were turning over people's houses for a variety of reasons, looking for back taxes and that sort of thing. And they did not like the idea of the British being able to come into their homes at any old moment's notice. And so that's one of the reasons why they put it in there, as I understand it.
Yeah.
I know you've read a lot of the writings from back then, Mark. I don't know if they addressed that.
Well, the British were doing what they wanted because we were colonists.
Yeah.
And we are definitely the serfs of the state at this point.
Well, the 5-4 decision continues a string of rulings since September 11, 2001's terrorist attacks that generally give law enforcement greater discretion to carry out search and seizure warrants. President Bush's nominees to the High Court, John Roberts and Alito, both sided, shocker, with the government on this one. Writing for the majority, Justice Scalia said, disallowing evidence from every knock-and-announce violation by officers would lead to the grave adverse consequence of a flood of appeals by accused criminals seeking dismissal in their cases. He just said that if we were to vote against the police being able to use this evidence, then if that was the case, then a bunch of guys that had the same sort of evidence used against them would be able to appeal their cases. But wait a minute. That's a good thing, because it means that the rule of law is still in effect. It means that the law that's supposed to protect us from overzealous police officers and prosecutors would still be in effect, but now you've nullified it.
He doesn't want that law in effect.
I don't know if this article goes in. Yes, okay, the article does go into the case involved here. The appeal involves Booker Hudson, a Detroit, Michigan man whose case has wound its way through various courts for nearly 7 years. Seven city police officers from Detroit executed a search warrant in August of 1998 on his home, finding crack cocaine on him and around the residence, as well as a gun. Prosecutors said officers shouted, "Police! Search warrant!" but readily admit that they did not knock on the door and that they waited only 3 to 5 seconds before entering and finding Hudson sitting on his couch. He was eventually convicted of drug possession. His lawyer argued, quote, that people have the right to answer the door in a dignified manner.
I would say that's true. It's my door. I paid for it. I have the right to answer it. The cop didn't pay for it. He doesn't have the right to come through it.
And they probably won't pay for it after they break it. The justices have ruled in the past that police should announce their presence, then normally wait 15 to 20 seconds before bursting into a home. Justice Stephen Breyer wrote a lengthy dissent saying, "Our Fourth Amendment traditions place a high value upon protecting privacy in the home. A centerpiece of those protections includes the exclusionary rule, under which evidence seized in illegal searches should be suppressed at trial." He says, "It weakens, perhaps destroys, much of the practical value of the Constitution's knock-and-announce protection." He said he fears police will now feel free to routinely violate the knocking and waiting requirements, knowing that they will not be punished for
it. Right, sure. Why would they? I mean, at this point, they're not going to be punished for it.
Supreme Court's backing them up.
It's their door now.
Essentially, and now look, if you're sitting here listening to this thinking, well, look, it's not a big deal. The cops are never going to come to my house. I don't have anything to hide. I'm not doing anything wrong. I know there's somebody out there thinking that to themselves right now. But that doesn't mean that tonight at 4 in the morning, the cops won't show up at your house and kick in your door and then possibly kill you in the middle of the night as they've done with countless other innocent individuals in the past. You don't believe me? Go and look it up. Go and look it up. All kinds of mistakes the cops have made. They'll make mistakes on just the address of the home that they're supposed to be raiding. Whoops, well, we got the right number, but we're on the wrong street. Or we're on the right street, but we've got the wrong number. Or we're at the right property, but we raided the guest house and not the main house. Or the other way around. They get it wrong all the time. And then when they go in, they've got their guns all pointing everywhere and people that are rolling out of bed, you know, half asleep. There's men yelling in their house. You're just kind of trying to gain consciousness and you realize there's a bunch of yelling men in your house. You don't know if it's a gang or who these guys are.
Sure.
You grab a weapon, you raise it to fire, possibly maybe shoot one of them as Corey May did down in Mississippi, just defending his family's lives from what he thought were intruders, firing, shooting one cop, finding out it was the son of the police chief later on and now facing the death penalty over it. All because of a botched drug raid. They weren't even supposed to be in Corey May's house. And he's just one example. There have been examples from all across the country. If you don't think that you could be next, you're fooling yourself.
Yeah. The cops, you know, they just can't tolerate somebody hurting one of their own. And they're willing to send some guy to the gas chamber in order to bolster their position. It's just crazy.
Here are more excuses from the pro-government side of the court. Scalia added that police might put their lives in danger if they were uncertain when and if entry was legally permissible. Quote, if the consequences of running afoul of the law were so massive, officers would be inclined to wait longer than the law requires, producing inevitable violence against officers in some cases and the destruction of evidence in many others. Look, if it wasn't for the war on drugs, none of these cases would even be in the courts. If it wasn't for the insane war on drugs, the Supreme Court would never have had the opportunity to even make these decisions.
True.
This is just the last in a series of decisions. And the article references that the Supreme Court's been making pro-government, pro-police state decisions since 2001, but it's been going on longer than that. This erosion of the Fourth Amendment has been going on since the beginning of the war on drugs. Since we have this attitude in America of, we want to be drug-free. Let's clean up the streets. Well, because of that attitude, we've now come to the point where the cops can kick in anybody's door at any old time that they want to and have absolutely no consequences, absolute zero consequences by the law for doing so. That's where we've come to. What's next? You tell me.
It's a police state.
1-800-259-9231. If you are okay with this, if you think this is a great idea, I really want to hear from you.
You know, if you don't think it's a police state, ask yourself this. What is it going to take in order for it to be a police state?
In your mind.
Yeah. What's it going to take for you, for the United States of America, to be a police state? I'm willing to listen. Please call me and tell me what it's going to take. Because for me, I read this stuff every day, 3 hours a day, Monday through Saturday, 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern, and I believe I live in a police state. And the only thing I can see to do about it is the Free State Project.
And it's getting worse. As every day goes by, as every new Supreme Court decision comes by, as more checkpoints are built down in the South, in Texas, we talked about the internal checkpoints. These aren't border checkpoints. They're internal checkpoints for regular citizens trying to move about internally in the country. We've got checkpoints. We've got cops kicking down doors with no compunction, no fear of violating the law. What's next? Where can they go from here? When are they going to start rounding up the brown folk? I mean, what is coming next? It's just almost unfathomable to think about. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, The American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
You can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Is terrorism an excuse to allow you to just, that will encourage you to just give up wholesale all of your liberties? 1-800-259-9231, because that's going to be the next excuse. We're talking about the Supreme Court decision today that came down, 5-4 decision in favor of the police being able to essentially kick in your door without even bothering to knock or announce themselves. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Look, are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, the Free State Project is full of individuals that feel the way that you and I do, Mark, that are tired of this government destroying our freedoms. And we're tired of seeing Americans just sort of take it in stride. No big deal. Hey, it's okay. I'm all right. I'm not committing any crimes over here. I got nothing to be afraid of. That's the attitude of most of America today, as they just sort of kick back in the easy chair and watch as all of our freedoms go down the drain. But it's okay. I still have my cell phone, television, and refrigeration, so no big deal.
Well, until something happens to them. And we report every single show about something bad that happens to some American who just wasn't expecting it.
It seems like every show. It's certainly quite often.
Just about.
So now the 5-4 decision essentially saying that the police can... The police still have these rules surrounding them. They still have to knock, announce, and they have to knock, announce, and then wait 15 to 20 seconds before they bust into a home that they're supposed to be searching.
Well, they don't have to, no.
But they still have the rules. See, this didn't actually abrogate the rules that are attached to the police, but it does destroy the consequences.
Well, if there's no consequence, there's no rule.
There's no rule. Okay. So
because
now,
if you take away the consequence for a crime, if marijuana, if there's suddenly no consequence, you can't go to prison for marijuana, for any level of marijuana,
yeah,
anything.
Who cares about the rules?
Then,
cares,
you know, the then the cop will shake his finger at you, stop, or I'll yell stop again.
So that's essentially what's going on here, is the cops can now bust into a home, even if they didn't follow their rules, and then they can confiscate any evidence there that normally would have been thrown out. Because normally if they break the rules, then the evidence gets thrown out because it's the exclusionary clause, and that makes sense. It helps protect people from overzealous cops, from cops going out of bounds. But now there are no more bounds on home searches. Well, you know, what's next? Is it going to be where, for instance, let's say they have a warrant for a terrorist, a wanted terrorist, and they come into your house, Mark, and they come in, they bust down the door with their big old battering ram, and you say, excuse me, you're just sitting there in your boxers. You don't know what's going on. What are you doing here? And they say, well, we're here to arrest Abu al-Mazukari. And you say, well, go ahead, look around. I mean, I see you have a warrant. You go ahead, look around. Are they going to make it so that they can't throw out evidence that they find about other crimes? So, for instance, if they stumble across your bong or your marijuana collection or a
gun that I got from a friend that isn't registered properly.
Right.
Or they go through my medicine cabinet and see that my prescription for Lortabs ran out last, the prescription got out of date last month and so the bottle's too old. Am I going to get a charge for that?
Yeah.
I mean, it can be anything.
We've seen
all kinds of crazy stuff.
How many more restrictions on the police's behavior are we going to be throwing out? What is next? We go to the phones, 1-800-259-9231 to the land of Montana, KGEZ, and John. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Speaking.
Hey,
yeah,
John.
We've had our problems with police states out here, too.
Even in Montana, what's going on?
Well, we've had militia breakup. We've had all kind of stuff out here. Police state has been going on for years. It's going to go on. It's going to get worse. It's nothing that anybody's going to be ashamed of until it's over.
What? How do they? You say militia breakup. What do you mean by that?
Well, we had a problem out here a couple years ago where they just tore up a group of people that was. I don't know. I guess I could say that they were planning for the future, expecting the worst, and they got put in a bind and got prosecuted for having considered quote-unquote machine guns.
Oh, my goodness.
What would you call a quote-unquote machine gun?
Oh, I'd call it true, but that's only because it was one person. It wasn't a group of people, but...
It doesn't matter to me whether one person had it. I think that that one person has the right to own whatever weapon he wants to own. I didn't mean to make it sound that way. But so they broke up the whole group over one guy having a machine gun?
Yep. They prosecuted about 7-8 people. And
for what? What was the charge? I mean, if only one of them had a machine gun, what were the charges for the other 8 people or the other 7 people?
It's called conspiracy, like the government uses for the old...
They love that one. But
yeah.
Conspiracy to do what?
Own a machine gun.
Possess machine guns is what it was.
Ugh. Horrible. And these people went to jail for it, right?
Yep. All of them but me.
You were one of them. How did you escape the penalty?
Oh, I just wasn't connected as deep as the rest of them, I guess.
Yeah, I see.
I still believe in the rights and freedom of this country, and I know the police state's been going on for years and years, and it's getting worse and worse.
Now they're kicking it into high gear with these Supreme Court decisions. What's next, John? I mean, as somebody who's been really close to the police state, what do you think they're going to do next?
I'm going to tell you, all that's left now is the crying and dying. There isn't anything left.
Pretty much.
So you believe we're currently in a police state?
Oh, we've been in a police state for years. This is now coming down to the confiscation of firearms from legal American citizens, and there isn't much left.
When did they start confiscating firearms? Not confiscating. When did they start regulating the types that you could have? Here's where I get kind of fuzzy on it. I mean, I know that there are crazy guys that have cannons in their front lawns at one point in the past. What happened to that?
Well, we had people out here before called a Freeman that was involved in gun rights and whatever else.
Right.
But they also got on the sideline of trying to tell the government that they didn't have any rights and that the Freeman had all the rights, and they got tangled up in, conspiracies against killing judges and different things, which, you know where that went.
Right, that didn't go well, I'm sure.
Were they actually conspiring to kill the judge, or was that just something the government made up so they could throw some charges at him and lock him in jail?
I would say that was conspiracy by the government, because the same thing happened with Project 7 out here, where one young kid made the statements that they were going to kill judges and cops and everything out here, and it got to the point to where our local sheriff out here just took it on his own to make a big plagiarism for himself, and there was no truth to it at all.
What's going to happen, John, in your opinion? I mean, the police state continues to grow every single day, every week. It's going to get bigger. It's going to become more obvious. Is it just going to get to the point where it's too late to do anything for most of America, or will America ever wake up and stand up for their freedoms?
I'm going to tell you, in my belief, it's already too late. Everything is already over with. It's just, like I say, the crying and dying. It's just a matter of time before the American public find out what's going on, and by that time, it's definitely too late.
Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It doesn't make me feel excited about the battles that we're going to be facing in the free state, where we're going to be fighting against these people. We're going to be fighting against these elements, these big government elements, these police, these out-of-control cops. And hopefully what we can do is sort of somehow co-opt the police departments up there in the state and just at least get enough popular support to where we can be somewhat immune from this. It's going to be hellacious. More on the way, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Has the police state gone too far for you? When are you going to stand up and do something about it? 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You join us online at freetalklive.com and get on our wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. About 700 unique articles there created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in and change virtually anything on the wiki. You can also add to it as well. So there's information there about the show, about the hosts, about the guests we've had on.
There's fan clubs, too.
There's fan clubs. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff on
My fan club is now tied with Torgo's for most interns.
Congratulations to you. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. All right. Still talking about the police state. And there's more bad news. when are we ever going to get to report on some good news about the police state going away? I really look forward to that day, Mark, because here's more bad news. Actually, this is a follow-up from Greg Szymanski reporting on the 51-year-old Carol Fisher. You may recall we talked about Ms. Fisher about a month ago. She was putting up anti-Bush posters in her home state of Ohio. When the police requested that she take them down, she complied, or she began to comply when she was attacked by the cops. Here's the latest on her story. A 51-year-old Ohio woman was sentenced on Friday to 60 days in jail for putting up anti-Bush posters as another political prisoner falls prey to the fascist mindset controlling America. Since Carol Fisher's run-in with the police on January 28th, she steadfastly maintained her innocence, saying she was manhandled by police and then railroaded by a politically corrupted judiciary. Her attorney, Terry Gilbert, agreed with his client, adding after a recent pre-sentencing hearing to question Fisher's sanity, quote, "In more than 30 years of practicing law, I haven't seen anything remotely like this. This is gulag stuff. Is this the kind of country you want to live in when dissidents are determined to be crazy?" Fisher faced a maximum 3-year prison term on a felonious assault conviction, but claimed she was manhandled and assaulted by police who then lied about what happened. Gilbert said Fisher refused to accept a plea bargain, insisting she did nothing wrong, and leading to what her attorney and many observers called a politically motivated kangaroo court filled with compromised witnesses and a prejudicial judge. And at the Friday sentencing before Judge Timothy McGinty, observers claimed the political torture and punishment continued as one activist was thrown out of the courtroom and Fisher was told to take off her anti-Bush T-shirt, halting the morning hearing. One of the Lisa Dali, a friend who remained at Fisher's side throughout the ordeal, said Fisher was told point blank by the judge to take off the T-shirt and to, quote, "come back later with your toothbrush if the shirt was not removed." Not sure what that means.
Well, that means you're going to be staying for a while.
I see.
You bring your toothbrush.
The ordeal was politically motivated, and even today, when we arrived for the sentencing hearing at 10 a.m., McGinty delayed the hearing until 4, insisting Carol return to court without wearing her anti-Bush T-shirt. When she came back, he actually let Carol wear the shirt and tried to say that his decision to send her to jail was not politically motivated, but was justified because Carol supposedly disrespected law enforcement. Nothing could be further from the truth, since Carol even complied with the police, then was manhandled and assaulted anyway. This is so totally wrong, but just another indication of how far down the road of fascism that we really are in this country, said Fisher. Dolly said Fisher remained strong through the six-month battle with authorities over her free speech rights, adding right to the very end that she proclaimed her innocence and refused to bow to injustice, wearing her anti-Bush t-shirt in defiance to the judge's misguided and totalitarian demands. I say bravo to Ms. Fisher for not accepting the plea bargain in this case and for actually taking it all the way through the trial. Previously, Mr. McGinty, the judge who displayed prejudicial and politically motivated improprieties, according to the attorney, previously he had displayed those. According to Gilbert, Judge McGinty overstepped the bounds of judicial decency when in open court he proclaimed Fisher delusional for her activism and anti-Bush statements. In an earlier hearing, she refused to submit to a court-ordered psych exam, claiming she was completely sane and that it was nothing more than a harassment tactic used by the judge to get her to apologize in open court. When she refused, McGinty ordered her to remain in jail and either submit to the psych exam or be transferred to a mental institution for a 30-day evaluation.
Now, this is a follow-up on a story we had done previously.
That's right.
And we found out about the cop harassment and all that other stuff, but this whole thing with the judge is new.
Yes, it is. She says, I'd be crazy to go along with the psych test, though she added that she did finally submit to it after spending a day in jail and not wanting to spend another 30 days in a psych ward.
Oh, I agree.
And looking back on the entire Fisher story, starting with the January 28th police brutality incident involving the anti-Bush posters, her case is a stark example of the fascist climate existing in America, an unsettling climate where dissidents are punished and authority figures are allowed to trample on civil rights, with the backing of the Supreme Court, as we reported earlier this hour. As reported in the Arctic Beacon, as well as being a guest on Mr. Szymanski's radio show, Fisher said she was brutalized by the Cleveland Heights police, charged with two counts of felony assault and held incommunicado under police custody in the hospital even after complying with the orders to not post the anti-Bush signs. She goes to tell her story, basically, that she was essentially out putting up the signs. She was talking to local artists and that sort of thing, sort of spreading the word about what her group, which is called World Can't Wait, it's one of those anti-Bush activist groups, about what her group was doing.
Very leftist stuff, I'm sure.
She talks, and that's okay, you know, that's her business.
It's her business. Hey, whoa. Please don't make it seem like I'm not protecting her right to say whatever political speech she wants to have. Clearly this judge is not for that.
So she was busy putting up some signs on the street when a cop approached her from across the street saying, ma'am, $100 fine for doing that. Oh, really? Since when? Another way of keeping us from getting the word out, eh? But, not wanting to be arrested, I said, okay, this is in the words of Miss Fisher. I said, okay, and I put up my staple gun and walked away. But that wasn't the end of it. Ma'am, $100 fine unless you take those posters down. He's now pursuing me across the street. Okay, fine, I say. I'll take them down. But this, too, is not enough for the cop. Now he wants my identification. I say, I don't have any ID. He grabs my arm. I say, let go of me. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'll take the posters down. People are now watching to see what happens, are outraged, but very afraid. The cop won't let go. He clearly wants more grief from me, and he's in the spotlight. He wants people to be scared.
Right.
He pushes me against a store window, and the next thing I know, I'm face down on the sidewalk with two cops on top of me, one with his knee in my back. I'm trying to call out to people to tell them what the posters are about. They keep pushing my face into the sidewalk. I can't breathe. I have osteoradionecrosis in my jaw, resulting from radiation treatments for cancer. My jawbone is slowly deteriorating. It's very fragile and doesn't heal well. I'm 53 years old, not exactly a spring chicken. A hand comes down again to push my chin against the concrete. Seems like a little excessive,
it does,
for a 53-year-old woman. By this time, there are four cops on the scene. My hands are tightly cuffed behind my back. They lift me up and shove me onto a park bench, then shackle my legs. I'm still calling out, telling people what this is about. Then one of the cops says to me, shut up or I'll kill you. I'm sick of this anti-Bush S. You're definitely going to the psych ward. Then,
if you disagree with George Bush, you're crazy.
That's what he said. Then somebody calls EMS and a fire squad shows up, and the story goes on. She was taken away and then sentenced to 60 days in jail for putting up an anti-Bush poster, which she was willing to take down. more of your police state in action. And is this getting mainstream coverage? No. 1-800-259-9231. The mainstream media, they just pretend like this whole police state thing's not going on. More on the way. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp. freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So, for instance, I sent out an update, I think it was last night or early this morning, when I posted our feature article on our website.
Yeah.
We were featured in a front page article this week in the Sarasota Herald Tribune, which is actually distributed all up and down the sun coast of Florida.
Right.
Probably, what, like 100,000 circulation on that?
I believe internet? I believe it's 106,000 on their lowest day.
Yeah,
it's been a little while since I've had to compete head to head against them selling ads, so I don't remember for sure, but I think that the last number I heard was 106.
That's not including their internet site, which is also visited by people from all around the world,
and sure
we were featured on the front page of their internet site as well. So we posted the link to that article up on our website at freetalklive.com, and the updates people were the first to know.
Very complimentary, too.
All right, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. We've been talking about the police state, but you can bring up anything. So let's talk to Mark in California. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Mark. On your mind, sir.
Hey, so I'm podcasting, so I listen to all the shows late, but I just wanted to get real quickly to one one thing that came up yesterday about illegal immigrants and not knowing English.
Okay.
That I live in Southern California, and I work with lots of immigrants, a lot of them likely illegal immigrants.
Sure.
And, well, everybody has a little bit of an understanding of English.
Okay, I'm sure. But, you know, you have to be able to get by with something. You got to be able to say hamburger.
Everybody knows a little bit of English, and everybody that I've ever dealt with, at least, really wants to learn English.
Sure, excellent.
So it's not a thing that they don't want to learn English. They all do. Learning another language is hard, and a lot of these people work 12, 14 hours a day. Hard manual labor.
Now, I have to agree with that. Now, but I would say that there's got to be areas where, for instance, in Dade County, in the Little Havana section of Miami, I'll tell you, there's people don't speak English. I mean, all the businesses down there, if you don't speak Spanish, you really can't do business down there. And I don't think that they have much impetus to learn. They may want to learn English in the same way.
Maybe they'll want to leave Little Havana someday.
They may want to know English in the same way I want to know Swedish, but they're not willing to put in the effort for getting it. What do you think about that?
I don't really know about that. I can't really say too much about what's in Florida, but I know at least here in California, where we have many immigrants coming from Mexico and further south, that I've not ever met anyone, even in like highly, highly immigrant areas, where you can't at least get around.
And the studies have shown this, and you're right. And the studies have shown that as the immigrants stay in America, every generation that goes by, the better they get at speaking English. Second-generation immigrants are just perfect at speaking English.
I say big, fat, hairy deal. They could speak Bantu as long as I don't have to pay to put street signs in whatever language it is that they want to read them in.
Well, Mark,
I have to agree with that.
Mark, my co-host, I had a question for you about Little Havana. Now, since it's Little Havana, I presume that most of the people living there are Cuban.
Yes. Descent? There's certainly some Haitian population that's moving in, and the Cubans are moving out to Hialeah, but go ahead.
Of the people in Little Havana, how many of them are illegal immigrants? Do you know?
There's no illegal Cuban immigrant because everybody from Cuba is a refugee from a communist country.
Okay. So, in that case, you've got legal immigrants that are just voluntarily choosing to speak their own language, and you're saying you don't have a problem with that, that that's okay.
I don't care.
It seems a little bit unusual that there would be those guys staying there in Little Havana and spending their entire lives in Little Havana.
Well,
and then dying in Little Havana.
Well,
I mean,
what you're not getting about this is that these people are, in some cases, political dissidents, and they've moved to they're essentially setting up Cuba too, which, if they're willing to live in Miami and pay the taxes in Miami and want to do business in Miami, that's fine with me. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care what language they speak. Okay. It doesn't matter to me.
If their business is successful where they are, then I don't see anything wrong with that.
I agree. Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. All I'm saying is, Mark, that if you've got this Little Havana and, for instance, two people that are wanting to live in Little Havana for the rest of their life have some kids, it's likely that the kids are going to want to get out of Little Havana someday. I mean, they're in America.
They
still have the freedom to travel, so if they want to leave, they're going to have to learn how to speak English.
I suspect you're right.
That's why people who come here learn to speak English. It's why the Mexicans learn to speak English. It's why the Italians and all of the other people from Europe learn to speak English when they come here or when they came here 100 or 200 years ago. That's what happens in America. It's the marketplace at work, and the marketplace is mostly in English. So if you want to be able to deal with people, if you want to be able to get the best jobs, if you want to have the best opportunities,
if you want to do business outside of Miami, for instance, you know, you want to set up some company that does business in Fort Lauderdale,
sure,
or in Tampa or in Jacksonville or, God forbid, outside of the state of Florida, you're really going to have to be able to speak English to do that.
And it'll all be done on a totally voluntary basis. There's no need for any laws to be passed. There's no need for any sort of proclamation to be made that English is the national language, because it already is. The marketplace has decided that. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, the anti-immigration zealots are still at it with all of their propaganda and begging for fences and enforcement and tying into the police state, of course, we're going to essentially have a police state crackdown on drug users, immigrants, and terrorists. And drugs and terrorism certainly have some close ties, not just the ones that the government tells you about. We'll explore those coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything, we give it to you for free. Those other talk shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their membership features. Well, we've got their membership features and better. Most of those other talk shows, they don't even have message boards. We've got our bulletin board system with over 100,000 posts. That's free. The archives are free. All we ask in return is a simple vote. You go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show. It makes a big difference because it keeps us in the top 10. Hopefully at the very top of the top 10. We've been at number 2. We've dropped, Mark. We're now at number 3.
Unacceptable.
So we need your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it this month, it's only a once-a-month thing. And if you have done it, then we appreciate it. And ask a few friends to vote for you, or vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. By the way, there's no spam. All it requires is an email address, and it takes you less than a minute. So it's easy. All right. This out of Washington. The number of U.S. military deaths in the Iraq War has reached 2,500, according to Reuters. The Pentagon said Thursday, more than 3 years into a conflict that finds the U.S. and allied foreign forces locked in a struggle with a resilient insurgency. Well, the reason why it's so resilient is because as you continue to kill them, you continue to generate more. In addition, the Pentagon admitted that 18,490 troops have been wounded in the war. And, of course, there are...
18,500.
That's right. So 18,500 plus 2,500, it's approximately 20,000 injuries or dead. On our side, doesn't include the tens of thousands of Iraqis, some have estimated over 100,000, that have been killed in the last 3 years. Those statistics aren't included in this article. And it also doesn't include the statistics on those members of the military who were fortunate enough to avoid having their arm blown off, but weren't fortunate enough to avoid seeing somebody get their arm blown off or seeing their best buddy, as we read a story a couple weeks ago, torn wide open, split in half, seeing small children, the corpses of small children in the streets, seeing just violence, hearing gunshots every day, going absolutely insane.
That can't be good for your mind.
From the stress. So we don't know how many of the troops have been affected in that way. That will probably be a number that never comes out.
And these are young people. These aren't, this isn't somebody who's lived a life and seen a lot of blood or anything like that. These are 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
They're going to be affected by this for the rest of their lives, just as the soldiers in Vietnam were profoundly affected by the horrors that they saw for the rest of their lives. I mean, we've already read the stories about people having nightmares when they come back over here. People reliving in their minds the horrific scenes, the horrific events that they've experienced. I mean, we've got a listener that is fortunate that he's only working on helicopters, so he's not actually out there seeing the guts, seeing the gore, seeing the violence, being shot at, being blown up. So those numbers are not being compiled by the Pentagon, and all we can do is sit here and speculate as to how many people's lives are. And, of course, the other numbers that aren't being reported is the collateral, not collateral damage, but the people that are associated with these individuals, family members, lovers, girlfriends, wives, husbands, the people that are going to have to live with these individuals that have either been physically harmed, killed, or if you can't live with them, but and damaged mentally. Those people's lives are going to be harmed as well. All of this tragedy simply because our government wanted to go start something with another country.
And they want to go start another one.
Yep. 800-259-9231 coming up. We'll link terrorists to drug dealers.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.